Welcome to The Toolbox with our hosts, Joe Mangi and
Marita.
Buckle up and get ready. You're not going to want to miss a single second of this.
You're listening to The Toolbox right now, where we don't even talk about tools at all.
No, you're just the toolbox.
I am a toolbox, apparently. I'm your host, Joe Mangi. As always, here are my lovely co-host, the Raven. And if you listened to the last episode, we were talking about like some cool Fords that we didn't get over here. And you were probably thinking like, oh, I got a Chevy. And Chevy does no wrong or whatever. We're talking about General Motors in general. Oh, yeah, automotive news. There has been no news at all whatsoever.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
I can send you off on a bit of a tangent because I've never understood this. So there's Chevy, there's Silverado, and there's GM. They're all the same person? They're just using
different
names? Yeah, so GM
owns Chevy and Cadillac and GMC and Buick, and they own.
So they might use different names, but it's all the same brand.
Yeah, they're underneath the same umbrella.
Oh.
That's why there's no difference between a Silverado and a freaking Sierra.
Okay.
Or why Yukons and Tahoes are like the same and Escalades.
Okay, because I was wondering, I'm like,
it's the same car.
It's like, but they're I've heard people be like, oh, I have a Chevy, and be like, oh, I have a GM. And I'm like, I thought those were the same.
I mean, if I had a GMC, I would definitely be looking down on the Chevy owners. I'd be like,
But it's the same, is it?
GMC's got tighter bolts.
But they're literally the same.
It's the same vehicle with tighter bolts.
Oh, this makes my head hurt. Okay.
But yeah, so unlike Ford, which Ford is Ford everywhere, GM, I guess GM is also GM everywhere. But like, there's no like British Chevys, I don't think.
All my stuff is labeled as Chevy.
All of her, she found them. She found them. I'm gonna start off.
All yours is labeled as GM?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I asked that then. Because
mainly mine is Holden's.
So it's all under the same umbrella.
Yeah. Yeah, they own everything. Like Volkswagen, but that's a story for another day. Yeah, I'm starting off. Oh, yeah, and this is like cool cars that we didn't get over here.
Yes, but in GM.
But I'm starting off with the Holden Commodore. Specifically, the VL Commodore. And if anyone who knows what that is, they know what the VL is about. It's rad. The Holden VL Commodore is a full-sized sedan, pretty much. The VL was produced by Holden from 1986 to 1988. Only a few years, but this is a very important go-fast sedan.
How fast to go?
Oh, I'll tell you about it. So, the VL is the third generation of the Commodore, and featured, you know, some upgrades from the previous ones. You know, you get it in a four-door sedan, you could also get it in a wagon. Most importantly, the engine is not a GM engine. They came with 2-liter RB20s from Nissan. Yeah, I want to say the Skyline engine, but I think you get the RB in some lower spec Skylines. But yeah, straight six turbo in a Chevy sedan, pretty much.
That makes sense.
Yeah, RB20s. Go like there is so many just YouTube VL Commodore, and they sound phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you might be thinking, oh, but blah blah blah. They also had a 5-liter V8. So don't you worry about it. You could get it in a 5-speed manual. I believe you get it in a 5-speed manual with both either the RB20 or the 5-liter.
Oh.
But only available in like the Australian market, I believe, because they get all the cool stuff.
Again, we made their country a prison for a time, so it's only fair.
Britain did that. Britain did that.
We are not affiliated.
The design, it's also kind of a sleeper. Like, if you've seen one of these, like, stock, you really wouldn't think that they were cool because they look like a Ford Taurus.
Like the territory?
Like the territory. They're like a round...
Bubble.
Yeah, like a round GM from the 80s. But we're putting an RB20 in it?
Mm.
Stock?
Another sleeper for you.
I know. Sleepers are awesome. They had some performance variants of the VL Commodore. They had the Group A Commodore. A homologation model for racing featuring a 5-liter V8 with different performance upgrades done to that 5-liter. They also had, this is very GM, an SS Group A Plus. A limited production model with a more powerful engine producing up to 263 horsepower. But this was the 80s, so that was like 800 if you calculate for inflation.
Yeah.
The VL Commodore has a significant... The VL Commodore was a significant model for Holden, offering improved performance, styling, and features. The Holden Commodore name was used up until Holden shut down in 2017. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Holden. But yeah, they're awesome. And like all other Commodores are sick too, but the VL had a Nissan RB in it. Because GM, I don't know, it was like something to do, like they changed the emissions and they're like, oh crap, our overhead valve single cam straight six carbureted, it doesn't meet emissions.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, hey Nissan, do you have like a cool, like, you have like a straight six we could put it? And like, do we got the best one,
just the thing you're looking for.
That's all I had for the VL.
Okay, my first vehicle was the Chevy Montana / Tornado. That was the first
one. That's a cool name.
Mm-hmm. This was a model out of Brazil.
Hey!
Which I didn't even know that Chevy went that far. I figured they'd have something, some crazy kind of locomotive thing down there. But the Chevy Montana is a coupe utility pickup truck produced by General Motors in Brazil since 2003. So they're still making these.
I'm going to Google it. What was it? The Chevy Montana?
Montana. Or / Tornado.
I'm going to Google their Tornado because the Chevy Montana was a minivan over here.
It was based on the Opel Corsa platform and shares its design with the Tornado model sold in Mexico, actually. So it's based off of a car that was sold in America and in Mexico and then was only specifically sold in Brazil.
Yeah, like, what? It's red. It's like it's like a Chevy Spark with a truck bed.
Yeah, it's really funny. The Montana was designed for both personal and commercial use, so versatile, offering a flexible and practical solution. Its features and specifications are the Montana had a range of engine options, including petrol and flex fuel engines. So is that the Eco kind of thing that we had over here?
No, that run on like E85.
Oh!
Run on corn.
But say so the Jeep, yes.
You running on corn.
Why don't all cars run off of E85?
I think they do.
Because it's cheaper than regular gas.
I know if you have an early 2000s Ford, there's probably a badge on the back that says flex fuel. It's real small.
Oh.
But yeah, it runs up. So like gas now is up to like 10% ethanol, but flex fuel is like way more ethanol. Really? Ethanol is like corn.
Just.
But somehow it's not cheaper.
Like,
I don't know.
Like corn liquor.
It runs off moonshine, pretty much.
It really?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
That's cool. That's about as redneck as you can get.
How come they stopped pushing that? Remember in like...
too many people.
Remember in like 2010, fuel? They were pushing flex fuel super bad? It was like, it's going to save the... because it's off of plants.
Oh, now it's because they're pushing the Teslas.
Well, now they're lighting the Teslas on fire. So which one is it?
I thought if you lit a Tesla on fire, it wouldn't go out because of the batteries.
That's also a problem.
So they're lighting these
all
cars
because
on fire
we stopped pushing flex fuel.
Can't.
Oh,
for the DeLorean to come back that from Back to the Future. Doc figured out how to make that thing run off of trash. He put it in a blender and it went straight to the motor and that thing took off into outer space.
That's how E85 works. And you can run you can run way more boost on E85 too. It cools the air charge.
Ooh, I'm gonna mess this up. Continuing, we're off topic. Continuing, it has a payload capability of 735 kilograms, or for the Americans, 1,600 pounds, depending on the model and configuration. But it's there at about
16. That is more than what I expected.
Mm-hmm. The truck also offers a comfortable cabin with modern amenities, making it suitable for daily driving. So it's meant to be like a nice...
It's meant to be like a car truck.
Put around town.
Like a truck car.
The Chevy Montana is popular in South America, particularly in Brazil and Argentina, where it is known for its reliability and versatility. So basically, they taking this thing out into the rainforest. That's what rainforest...
Chopping down the rainforest trees and putting it into bed.
No, they'd be stealing birds. Yeah, I've seen Rio. It's sad. It's wildly used for both personal and commercial purposes, including agricultural, construction, and small businesses, which is actually what they use it for. That's what they say they use it
for.
You
said they were stealing birds.
That's what they were doing in Rio. You would have liked the bike that they had to use in Rio to travel around.
I've seen Rio in theaters.
You saw it?
Fun fact about Rio. That bird was extinct before Rio came out. They made that movie to save that bird, and it got extinct before the movie came out.
Why would you say such a sad thing?
Sometimes the truth hurts. R.I.P. Rio.
You sad man.
Today's episode is dedicated
to the dead birds of Brazil. Rio.
We picked up Pixar as a sponsor.
God. Disney gonna sue us.
Oh, God. We did not. For clarification, we are not affiliated with Pixar Studios or Disney.
And they don't affiliate with us.
So. Or Faygo. We're not sponsored by Faygo yet. We're trying.
We're trying to get Waygo.
Whoever runs Dr. Topper, send us an email.
Again, its designs and variations have undergone several design updates and facelifts since its introductions, with changes to its exterior and interior styling. The truck is available in different trim levels, offering a range of features and options suitable for various needs and budgets. So they try to make it as affordable as possible. The Chevy Montana /Tornado is a particular and versatile pickup truck that was well suited for a variety of tasks and environments. Its reliability, payload capacity, and comfortable cabin make it a popular vehicle in its markets.
Joe and the Raven will be back. More to come after these messages.